Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Word of God comes to us from His heart to our heart. He's speaking from the well of His great love towards us. So everything He says is healing, it's blessing, it's life. Coming from a dark point of view, we receive life because we learn that it's better. And we learn to trust it more and more. We have to come to a point that we trust the life of God. His word, the essence of who He is, what He's saying, what He's expressing, what He's suggesting, in all of His counsel, there's life in it. The world, the enemy, Satan, is the enemy, and all of his, everybody under his leadership, their persuasion is trying to keep people disconnected from the knowledge of God. So people are judging the knowledge of God by what they experience in the world. And they trust God based on how they see Him from the worldly point of view. That's why so many people don't enter in, because they don't believe and they don't trust. Sometimes people believe because the Word of God is good to them. It tells them that they can have something that God has given them and they want it. So they believe and they receive it. But the wiggle room of Satan is when people are still looking at the worldly influences being true. And all of the worldly influence, all of it, in its own way and in its own method, questions the integrity of God, just like the serpent. The serpent is our model for the voice of the world. They're all alike. Did God really say you can't eat off that tree? You should not surely die, for He knows the day you eat thereof, or the day you eat of it, you will have knowledge like Him. So in the back of people's mind, the voice of the world is still speaking. And the Lord is telling them to do something they have no expect. One day it's going to happen. He's going to guide you to do something or not do something that you should obey. And the world's going to say, is that really the way it's going to work out? Is that really? Are you putting yourself in harm's way doing that? And you're going to listen to one of them. But whenever people learn to trust God, you can always win in every phase of life. If you're around people that's trusting God now, you'll begin to see that it works and it's easier. You're in an environment that suggests this is the way to go. And, you know, you're more apt to follow God that way. But sometimes there are things that people have no clue about. And I'm not talking about just traditional, denominational churches. I'm talking about even word churches, that where they love the Word of God and they boast about doing the Word of God and hearing from God. The things that the Lord will lead you to do and say and speak is needful. It's always needful. And He will guide you. He has no problem taking you out of the norm of tradition and what people expect. I can't count the times He had me to do something that just went contrary to the traditional way, not the Word. He never deviates from the Word of God. But the traditions of man that people have accepted and they believe they're right, he doesn't recognize those things, those boundaries that people set. One of them was when He guided me to go to different churches. That was a season I went to a different church every week. tradition said I was church hopping. But I was not church hopping. I was doing what God told me. And I was seeing things he was showing me. And it was very important that I did it. And I'm not ashamed of it. I because of what I obeyed the Lord, I vowed that I would do whatever he said. So I had to do it. And I felt just like people do when it's time for them to go out of the boundaries of the rudiments of the traditions of this world, which in Colossians 3 it said, touch not, taste not, handle not. Well, back in those days, they were using the traditions of circumcision, trying to impose the old ceremonial law on people who believed on Jesus Christ. When you believed on Jesus Christ, from the moment you believe on him, you have fulfilled all the ceremonial law, all of it. And it's useless now because you fulfilled it. Everything that the ceremonial law was pointing towards, you got it through Christ. There's no need to go. They're useless now. If you circumcise your children, you know, men that get circumcised now, it's an everlasting covenant for the Jew. But they had, if you believe on Jesus Christ, that's not necessary. You just cutting skin off you. And it hurts. So if you do that, it's not going to do anything for you. Jesus did it. We're circumcised in the heart. That represented the circumcision of the heart. And the worldly people were trying to impose it. And then, you know, I grew up in a holiness church. They have a strict dress code for women. They can't wear pants. They got to wear dresses. Some of them say you got to wear long dresses. And you can't wear makeup. You can't wear jewelry. You can't. It's just all this stuff you can't do. Art Linkletter interviewed a girl. Henry Gruber talked about it. And he could tell that she was a holiness girl because of the way she dressed, I believe. But he asked her, he asked her some questions, and she said she was Pentecostal, and she said, what do you believe? She said, well, I don't do this, and I don't do that. I don't go to movies. I don't go to dances. I don't. And he said, well, what is it that you do believe? Because she said, we don't believe in going to movies. We don't believe in doing this. We don't believe in doing that. We don't believe in wearing this or dressing like that. And he said, what do you believe? And he took the microphone. And that woke Henry Gruber up to the point that he sought God. He said, what are we doing? All those restrictions, the rudiments of the world, since the enemy couldn't stop the devotion of God in his people, he tried to come with an alternative. Same snake voice. Same old snake voice. You don't have to listen to no form of reptilian. You follow God. The voice of the world is lying. These things don't put you over, they put you under. Literally. It destroys relationships. Our Pentecostal girls had to deal with unnecessary ridicule because of the way they dressed. They didn't say, I love God. I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and he's guiding me in all truth. You don't hear that in the Pentecostal church. I never heard it. Never heard it from a girl. They went to school. They focused on what they did. And some of them loved God and some of them were just performing. And when they got old enough not to go to church sometime, they didn't go back. We got a problem. Now, I always talk about how you can hear from the Lord, be guided by the Holy Spirit, and go forward. This is how it's supposed to be with everybody, from the children, from the preachers on down, all of them. Even the kindergarten is supposed to be. It's supposed to be entering into a relationship with the Lord that he can talk to them and guide them in all truth. But what's going on? People are floating around, wandering through this world, and they still have problems in 2020 trying to fit, not recognizing the voice of the Lord. Not only should we recognize the voice of the Lord when he speaks, we should also counter the voice of Satan when he speaks. We ought to have enough light in us to know when Satan's talking. It's time out for snake voices. Now, a few people entered in every age. They have a relationship with the Lord. The Lord would talk to them sometimes. Not every day, but when they needed them to, or at various moments. That's better than nothing. But it's supposed to be all along throughout your life. Nobody preaches about hearing from the Lord and on a daily basis. Asking God questions. That's very rare. Seeking the Lord, seeing, hearing, listening to what he would even say. I've heard my pastor talk, you know, in prayer, listen. That's where it starts. Listen. And I know pastors don't want people to go off the deep end because some people are foolish. And there are tares out there. They will go off the deep end. But the real people of God need to be following him. The world's going to get it wrong. Even people that love God is going to get something. They may miss it. But don't be afraid of missing it. If you miss it, go back and find out why you missed it. I do. When I obviously missed God, I said, Lord, I missed you on that one. I need to know what's going on. And he talked to me. Some things are what just, it's not that I missed him so much as what I expected. It didn't go like I thought it would. And I had to get used to that. When you follow him, you expect things to happen a certain way. Rarely does it happen the way you expect. So when I ask the Lord for something, I learned that if you start trying to figure out how he's going to do it, or you expect them to do it a certain way, you can enter into doubt doing that. So when I ask him for something, I leave it in his, I know I got it. I don't care how you do it. I know I got it, and I don't care how you do it. I totally gave up on trying to figure out how he was going to do something. I watch. I listen. Sometimes I believe God's up to something with this. And I watch to see. Because every time the Lord, all my interactions with him, he thinks of everything. And he does things, and I learned this from trusting him. He thinks of all things. And he gives you things in time to make a change. When he first told me, tell my people my return is imminent, be ready that they be not left. I sat up in my bed as if I was like a soldier would come as he comes to attention. God had my attention that day. And I said, I thought that he would come. That were days, a few months after, I thought he might come before the day was out. But here it is, 2020, 3 years later almost. Going on 3 years. This was November of 2017. So in November it will be the third year. But God gives us things in time to make a change. There are many broadcasts, almost every broadcast, I talk about how his return is imminent. Now, we have to follow him and learn from him. We have to take him at his word. He got this. He knows what he's doing. And if we can trust that he knows what he's doing, you can follow him without restriction. Without that worldly hesitation. See, when you follow God long enough, the voice of the world is not as loud. It gets lower tone. You look for it. You know it wants to speak to you. But you learn to stick with what God is doing, and you do better. Even Christians, they'll when they don't understand, they'll give you advice. Even people that love the word of God. Watch this. Even people that have once prophesied to you about what you're doing. See, when people are under the anointing, they say some things out of the anointing and some things out of their mindset. So you can't get tripped up by the person. You have to listen for the anointing. I've had people that were anointed suggest something that God said, that they said the opposite of what they said under the anointing. Same person. But you got to recognize, is the anointing on them now? Are they influenced by the Holy Spirit? Or is this just the way that they normally think? See, when you speak under the anointing, you can say some things that from the heart of God, direct. Just as direct when somebody gives a tongue, a prophecy in tongues, and then somebody else interprets. That's straight from the Holy Spirit. And some people have the gift of prophecy. They speak straight from the heart of God. That don't mean that they learn these things. Sometimes, the Lord, when I'm speaking, I hear myself saying something while I'm under the anointing. Then I have to go back and listen to it and study and ask the Lord to teach me all about it. All this is true. It's of God. Sometimes while you're doing God's work, you're introduced to something you never thought of, concepts you've never thought about. And you have to grab it if you want it to be part of your life. All this comes from trusting God. Why? The enemy is busy distracting people. That's why people are not, that's why the guidance of God is not on the top of their ship. That's why they do that. That's why they don't voice the things of the Holy Ghost as much as they can. And other things are important. What they're doing, how they think, what other people think, what they're used to. If you're going to follow God, you might as well give up what you're used to. Or you'll forever be hindered from knowing God. See, there are some experiences that you can gain in this life, and you'll take it with you to heaven. Now, in heaven, we'll see God as He is. But see, if you don't, some things, if you don't do now, you will not know God in a more personal way. Unless He revealed to you on the other side some kind of way. But when you're in the mix, you're on the earth, you're faced with all forms of opposition. This is where you need to know Him. This is where we need to be guided. This is where you can make a difference. And this is where you can put something in motion that Satan cannot reverse. And it will be history. And people in heaven will ask you, how did you feel when you did this or that? And you'll tell them all about it because you'll know. But some people, they don't know, they have gone on to heaven, they never knowing what they could do in Him. And can they learn it through the other side? God, through Christ, we can do all things on earth, so why not heaven? But still, this is where you make the difference. This is where you minister life to God's people. This is where you become, if you are a willing pioneer, you can overcome all the wiles of the wicked one. Satan is lying to you. Don't buy his lies. You don't have to. The Lord paid a very high price so that we could live just like Him and do just like He did. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And it's true. It ought to be normal for every child of God to have a thriving relationship. If they've been saved longer than 3 years, they can be just like Apostle Paul. If Apostle Paul did it, anybody can do it. All it takes is spending daily time with the Lord. And studying His word is easier